Germany has sent tons of food and millions of dollars to help victims of Hurricane Katrina. Perhaps even more valuable to the recovery effort has been the skilled manpower of Germany's volunteer-based federal emergency agency, known by its German initials, THW. Agency volunteers have been involved in pumping water out of New Orleans and surrounding areas. NPR's Rachel Martin visited a THW training session and filed this report.
Early on Saturday morning, four blue THW trucks roll into what's supposed to be the center of Berlin. About 40 THW volunteers are responding to a chemical explosion that's trapped dozens of young people inside a school who are crying out for help. Although today the victims are not real, and neither is the chemical explosion, it's the kind of disaster that THW volunteers must be prepared for. As part of the training simulation, a handful of volunteers clad in navy blue protective suits and yellow helmets enter the abandoned building, searching for survivors. They find a young man lying on the cement floor with an eerie makeup job resembling third-degree burns. The volunteer questions the man about his injuries and tries to figure out the best way to get him out of the building. It's all part of the training necessary to join the THW. Technische Hilfe Weltweit, or THW as it's called, is the German government's version of America's Federal Emergency Management Agency, the Red Cross, and the military reserves all rolled into one. 34-year-old Patrick Rapisch is a spokesman for THW. He says he joined initially because it got him out of military service, but then he caught what's called the blue virus.
We always say the blue virus infects you because at the THW, the organization of color is blue, and when you get enthusiastic about the work, you just can't quit.
THW's 77,000 volunteers are trained in everything from how to deal with fires and floods to possible terrorist attacks. It's primarily a domestic organization, but it's been responding to international disasters since the early 1950s. What makes THW unique, says Patrick Rapisch, is its structure. The agency is staffed almost exclusively by volunteers with a variety of different day jobs.
By having different professional groups on board, you have a high level of creativity. Because you can't plan everything during a catastrophe, and because lots of things come as a surprise, you often need to find creative solutions.
Wolfgang Brueggemann is a 44-year THW veteran who's worked throughout Europe and on three deployments to Ethiopia. Today, he's evaluating the training simulation.
There have been a lot of mistakes. They're too slow and the communication is bad. But that's why we are here. That's why we're doing it, to learn from the mistakes.
THW standards are high, and the volunteers have to complete at least 120 hours of training a year, which they do on nights and on weekends. But it's a sacrifice 26-year-old David Lupenthal says is worth it. After the long day of training, he fingers a cigarette with one hand and wipes his brow with the other.
I'm finished.
But a confident smile belies his fatigue. Although he may be done for the day, Lupenthal and his fellow volunteers know the next time they get a call, the disaster will be for real. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Berlin.